Well, Rauner says he's been studying the water system, holding meetings about what more they could be doing. And then he talked quite a bit today about residents that he's met and spending time with them, playing games with the seniors who live there. In fact, for his press conference today, Rauner was surrounded by some of the residents who live there. Maybe 12 of them were up there with him on the stage. And they interrupted his press conference quite a bit with applause.
This is not just a place to stay. This is home, and this is extended family.
I should say that Rauner's been criticized by some of his political opponents for using his stay at the home as a publicity stunt. But now that Rauner's leaving the home, he pushed back on that idea today based on what he's proposing for changes for the campus there.
So what do we know exactly about what Rauner is proposing?
Well, he called for a task force to studying building a new residential building, adding new water pipes all around the campus, which, I mean, this is not a small facility at all. And then he also talked about adding filters to the sinks in residents' rooms. But, you know, there's something interesting about this idea because this problem isn't new now. The initial Legionnaires outbreak was in the summer of 2015. There was another outbreak in 2016 and then another one last year. And now, even though people have continued to get sick, Rauner defended the steps his administration has taken so far, repeating today that they've followed the recommendations from the experts with the federal government. So on the one hand, Rauner's saying they've done everything right, and on the other hand, Rauner's now proposing some massive changes to the veterans' home.
Well, with all these repeated outbreaks, Tony, is it realistic that the upgrades Rauner is talking about will actually fix the problem?
Well, Rauner had a very ambitious goal that he announced today.
We want to work every day to improve our procedures with a goal. Here's our goal. Zero instances of Legionella infection. That's our goal. Zero instances of Legionella infection.
And this is a huge statement for the governor to make. I mean, just last week, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in a new report that the possibility of future cases cannot be eliminated.
Well, that sounds pretty ominous. Tony, Rauner's announcement today comes just a day after members of his administration actually defended their handling of the situation there. And the governor backed them up again today. Is he still supporting them?
He is. He said that he stands by the directors of the Veterans Affairs and Public Health Departments. Those two were grilled by lawmakers yesterday about why their actions so far have not fixed the problem and also why there was a six-day wait in notifying the public of that initial 2015 outbreak. That said, there are still some questions that Rauner did not give direct answers to today. I asked if he's talked to the families of those who died in the 2015 outbreak. 11 of them are suing the state for neglect. Rauner did not directly answer that. The state limits what those families can receive at just $100,000. It's a fraction of what they can get if this had happened in a private facility. Rauner did not say whether he supports legislation to lift that cap. Rauner was asked again today if he had any moral accountability for what's transpired at this home, and Rauner would only say that he's personally dedicated to leading the charge. And it's unclear what happens if someone were to get sick again while they're still kind of figuring out these next steps, so residents and their families would know what's going on. When asked about that, Rauner would only say they will constantly communicate. And we've asked for interviews with the governor on this topic, and he has yet to do that.